Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the call. I want to make sure that you've got a pen and paper that you can take notes. And what we're going to be doing is a subject called the 2015 Break. And we got this information in great detail about a month ago, not quite a month ago, in Scottsdale, Arizona, with some of the top leadership in our company. And what the company's wanting to do is to congeal the information so that we really master how to do this business, and we all do it in the same manner, so that we don't have this team's method, that team's method, and somebody else's idea of how to do this, but everybody will be doing the exact same thing. One of the main things we know about these methods is that they work. They absolutely work, and they will work for anybody. You may have heard the phrase, this business is no respecter of persons. Doesn't really matter what your pedigree is in this profession, whether you've had great success before or you're brand new, you're just now coming on board. If you're a brand new person, you've never done anything like this, it really doesn't matter. If you will master the steps that we're talking about tonight, I'm also going to be training on this on Saturday on our webinar, and we're going to be using slides so that you'll be able to see it then. And I encourage you to get this information as many times as you possibly can. If the idea is that you want to duplicate this information and be able to teach it to your people as your team begins to grow, develop, and emerge and get bigger and bigger as time goes on. And as you build this business, the only way to lose here is to quit. So you want to make sure that you commit to the long term here. This is a long-term business. It's not a sprint. It is a journey. It's the destination is set for us. We know what we want to accomplish, and that's going to be a little bit different for each person, but we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to give you 5 points tonight, and I want to make sure that you have the 5 points in outline. Then at the end, I'll be glad to share with you my notes from tonight. These are real simple notes, but it will enable you to really vividly see and understand and comprehend what it is we're doing. This is everybody in Isagenics, and so I was so excited. Kathy and I came back from Breakthrough, and we both really got this information. And then for those of you that were guests at our home here in the Dallas area, you've seen this as well. And so, but it's real important that you see it again and you really get this. And like I say, we're going to try to duplicate this with every single person in our organization that's willing and wanting to build a team here and create the residual income. So number one is you want to know why extra or replacement income is your genuine desire. Know why extra or replacement income is your genuine desire. Now, what do I mean by that? Extra income would be, let's say that you had your sights on making an extra $250 a week with your Isagenics business. And that's a very doable figure. You can do that very quickly in our business. And just think of what that will do for you and how exciting that will be to add $250 extra dollars to your income. Or it may be more than that. It may be replacement income. And for those of you that may have a job that you're not really enamored of or a career that you're not excited about and you want to change careers and you like the idea of residual growing income, you love the idea of being your own boss, you love the idea of independence, you love the idea of not just calling a team freedom, but literally enjoying and absolutely basking in freedom that residual income will give for you. So that replacement income may be $5,000 or $6,000 a month, $1,000 a week, you name it. But you need to focus on that and write down exactly what it is you want to attain. And we're looking at the next 90 days of attaining that type of income. And so here I'm going to explain to you tonight exactly how to do it, exactly what you're going to master. And it's not that difficult at all. In fact, it's pretty simple. Congealing all this information down to these simple steps just makes it a very, very conceivable idea and something that should not intimidate you whatsoever. It's something that even a person with learning disabilities can get this and get it well, and you will become a master and you'll become a professional network marketer and a professional home-based business owner and somebody that really understands this. So you need to know why extra or replacement income is my genuine desire. Now listen to this. This must be written down. You've got to write down why you want to achieve that income. Anything that's not written here tonight is invalid. It won't work. It won't stay with you. It will have no power in your life. It must be written down. There's some crazy power in writing down things, and it begins with your why. What excites you about extra income? What really trips your trigger about having that extra income? And it's got to be personal. It's got to be written. It's got to be genuine. In other words, it's not me telling you what you want. It's you raising your hand and saying, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to accomplish. This is what will happen over the next 90 days. And it should be intensely meaningful and emotional for you. I heard the phrase about a year ago. Somebody said they were doing a training. They said, your why should make you cry. And so what do I mean by that? Well, everybody says, well, I'd like to make extra money. Then I ask the question, I say, okay, that's great. Who doesn't? And let me ask you deeper, why do you want to make that extra money? And then when you give that answer, I'll say, and why do you want to achieve that? And by the time you've gone down several layers there, it gets very intense and emotional, and you're dealing really with who you are. I mean, it's really a trip to go down that road and understand, why do I want to do this? Or am I just content with the way things have been all the past years, and I'm willing to go along and just do the same old thing, probably not very fulfilled, but just going about life just to make money? And that's not what this is at all. This is about finding meaning in life, finding freedom in life and independence in life. And this is the way you can do it. You've got to choose the right company. We certainly have done that. If you were on the call last night with Kathy Coover, I don't think you have any question that we're with the right company. Kathy was the best I ever heard her last night. She's always fantastic, but last night was just off the chart fantastic. So number one, know why your extra or replacement income is your genuine desire, and then write down what that reason is, that why is. Write that down. And we had our people do that here at our house, and it took a pretty good while. Everybody was writing the entire time. So I know that the people that were in attendance here were genuinely intrigued and excited and really focused on their why. They really do want to change. And so you say, well, I dread change. I hate change. Well, let's get out of that mode and understand that this kind of change will be the most exciting and the best kind of change that you can ever be a part of. So number one, know why your extra or replacement income is your genuine desire. Number two, you got to establish and define the target with a date. Now, you've got to have a target that you're aiming for. If you're out at the gun range and you've got a pistol or a rifle or whatever you got, and you don't have a target, you're just going to be shooting anywhere, and you're just going to be hitting random things, and nothing's going to be accomplished. Well, business is that same way. You've got to establish and define the target, and you've got to put a date on when that's going to happen. Now, we're going to start as a company a 90-day game plan coming up very shortly here, immediately after NYKO. For those of you that are new, NYKO stands for New Year Kickoff. This will be Kathy's and our third New Year Kickoff. I'm so excited about it. It's just amazing what the company comes up with. Probably will be new products. There'll be several announcements, maybe a new country announced. I don't know. But it's going to be very, very exciting, and then you're going to be trained all during that NYKO. So, and then we start our 90-day game plan. So the day that starts, we're going to do, in a 90-day period, we're going to accomplish more than what most of us have accomplished in a lifetime. And so for most of you, what that goal is, and I'm going to give this goal to you. I'm going to suggest this to you. And that goal is it's a position in our company called executive. Executive. It's actually the highest rank advancement in our company, although there's other circles that you can achieve as time goes on. But executive is 10 personally enrolled people of your own who go consultant. And consultant is a person who has one on their left and one on their right. So you want to do 10 by the end of that 90 days, 10 that we personally enroll, and I work with you and bringing that person on, getting them on board is the first step, and then finding out who they know, who would like to definitely improve their health, who would like to definitely improve their income. And so it's a really simple task. It's one on the left and one on the right. It's not who you know. It's the people that you enroll. It's who they know. And so executive is five personally enrolled on your left team, five personally enrolled on your right team. We're going to accomplish that in 90 days. We're going to put a date on it, and we're going to work real strenuously to get that done with a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, and get that done. So that's going to be a big, big deal for you. It's a life-changing deal. You'll make $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in that process, minimally accomplishing that. So it's going to be real fun, very financially rewarding for you, and it's going to be great. So what all we're talking about here, guys, is a simple game plan of going executive, and you're going to tag onto that. You want to go one-star golden circle, and that's 10 cycles in a week. And so we want to accomplish that. We definitely want to accomplish executive, and we want to strive to get to that one-star golden circle as well. So that's the target. So number two is establish and define the target with a date. Establish and define the target with the date. And number three, if you're out on the gun range, you're not going to be doing a whole lot of shooting unless you've got some ammunition. And our ammunition here at with this type of business in network marketing and Isagenix is called our names list. Our names list. This is extremely important. I'm absolutely blown away by how powerful putting together names on a list will be for you and what that will do for your business. I'm also blown away that a lot of people never do this. And if you don't have a names list, you really don't have a business. So you want to get a piece of paper. It may be a Word document. It may be written down in a legal page. Most of mine are both. I do legal pages and a names list. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with 100 names, a written list of 100 people. Now, you say, well, there's no way. I don't know 100 people. And I'll tell you right now, yes, you do. You know hundreds and hundreds of people. And here's where you want to start. We did this exercise here at our house the other night, and I couldn't get people to stop doing this. What we did was we took our cell phones out, we went to our contact list, and we started putting people's names down that we did not have on our prospect list for Isagenix. And what you do with a list like that is you do not go in prejudicial saying, well, this person would do it or this person won't do it. It's normally the exact opposite of what you think. The people you think will do it won't. The people you think would never do it, they're interested and will do it. So we're not Karnak the great here. We don't know. We do not know. There's no way of telling. We don't have that extrasensory perception that I talk about in trainings all the time. We have the idea of contacting every single person. And so I don't have extrasensory perception, neither do you. And so we're going to get 100 names list. So I did this before today, and everything that I'm telling you here is what I do exactly. This is what Jay Bennett does exactly. This is what Susan Sly does exactly, Lynn Hagedorn, all the top leaders in our company. And I'm not even saying that I'm qualified to be in that list whatsoever, but the ones that are making this happen and they're professionally going after this, this is exactly what we do. So I sat down this afternoon, and here I've been doing this almost 3 years now, and I came up with 100 new names this afternoon. In fact, there's more, because here's what I'm deriving these names from. Number one is your cell phone contact list. And if you'll just spend some time, set aside some time, pull out that contact list and start writing those names down, you'll be amazed at how many names come up that you have not contacted yet if you've been in for, you know, several months or a year or two or what, or if you're just getting started, it will be, all of those will be fresh names for you. So write every single name down, and you say, I don't know what to say to them, and I'm going to explain that in just a minute here. Number two is your Christmas card list. Now, some of you may not send Christmas cards. We used to all do that all the time. It's not done as much anymore, but if you have that Christmas card list, I've got both. I've got my cell phone contact list and my Christmas card list, and they don't exactly intersect. There's names on one that's not on the other, and vice versa. So that's a powerful list to get names from. You may have an old Christmas card list from years back, and if you can find that list and it's hanging around, then that'd be great. Number three is Facebook friends. Facebook friends. And here's one thing that I want to highly encourage you to do, and that is you want to friend every single person that you possibly can on Facebook. And don't go in with it thinking, oh, my God, I don't know who they are. Well, the reason you have Facebook is to make new friends. if you find out you don't like them and they're reprehensible to you or whatever, you can always unfriend them. It's not a problem. They don't even know you unfriend them. So you want to build your Facebook friends list, and Facebook actually encourages you to friend people. It will give you suggestions all the time. I'm constantly looking at suggestions, and I'll go to their profile and look at them, and unless it's just something crazy, I'll go ahead and friend them. So that big Facebook list is profoundly important for you and will bring you a whole lot of business, and you want to put people's names on your prospect list from your Facebook friends. The more, the merrier. So build your Facebook friends list literally on Facebook. Okay, then if you're on LinkedIn, and my list on LinkedIn is absolutely humongous. I mean, it's literally millions of people on LinkedIn. That's a great place to get your contact list and put those on your prospect list. And you can just go surfing through your LinkedIn contacts and put them on the list. And folks, you'll be well into the dozens and dozens of names by the time you get this far. And then the last one that I can think of, and there's a whole lot of other different techniques. Jay teaches the technique of opening up the phone book. It's a great technique. And opening up the yellow pages by profession, and you start doing that, you say, oh, I know an accountant. Oh, I know somebody that's in advertising sales. Oh, I know somebody that's a banker. Oh, I know somebody that's a clerk. Oh, I know somebody that's a certified public accountant, or just whatever. And you're going down that list of professions, and it just triggers the synapses in your brain to say, oh, how about this person? I didn't even think about them. And you add that name to the list. Get their cell phone number, get their work number, whatever you've got. The cell number is the most important number, though. I can tell you that right now. So make sure when you get these people on a list, if you don't have their cell number, you want to get that cell number. You may have to email them. You may have to do some kind of research to find it. But you do want their cell phone number. That's the best number that we can be contacting them with. Then the last is high school and or college annuals. If you've got you, and even your junior high, I found junior high annuals from years ago. Boy, we wore our hair funny back then, I'll tell you. But you all of a sudden you're triggering names and you're seeing faces and you're going, wow. And then what you can do, if you hadn't been in contact with them for decades, you can go on Facebook and look them up and friend them, and you'll really enjoy the process beyond just building your Isagenix business. It's so good to touch base with people, find out what in the world's going on with them. Where life's direction took them, and so you want to do that. So our names list is, this is where we rise above the maddening crowd by having the list in the first place, and this is becoming resourceful at getting this list, doing that, and man, that's really where the work is, getting the people's name on a list. And then what we're going to do, that's number three, the names list, prospect list. Number four is master the three scripts. Master the three scripts, and you say, what are you talking about? What are the three scripts? Well, a lot of you on this line listening know what I'm talking about. Here's what the three scripts are. Now, the first one is my story script. And what we do in training is, and you'll get this at all kind of Isagenix trainings, is we teach you how to tell your story relating to Isagenix in 30 seconds or less. And you talk about where you were before Isagenix, who introduced you to Isagenix, what the product did for you, or what the income opportunity did for you, and what you're doing now. In other words, what that's prompting you to do now. Like, well, now, and I'm sharing this with every single person that I can come in contact because it's that good. Every person deserves to know about Isagenix. So first one is A, my story script. And if you don't have those, your enroller does, and they can get those to you, or I'll be glad to email those to you if you don't have those yet. B is the $820 script. This is the you plus two, them plus two script. These are both very, very simple scripts, but what it does, it gets us organized as to what we're going to say to the names on the list. You say, well, I don't know what I'm going to say to those people. And so that's what our training is all about. We train you on what to say and how to do it very comfortably, very naturally. In fact, the more natural when you're talking to somebody, the better. You do not want to come across in any way as hypey or salesy or overly bubbly or anything like that. You just want to be yourself, and you want to know how to talk to people. And I sent out a email today saying that, you know, personal development is the gauge and the method by which you get good at our business. Personal development is not about you being a better people person. You learning how to interact with people and doing that comfortably and naturally and not breaking out in hives when you're thinking about calling somebody or talking to somebody. Have fun with it and enjoy other people. And we're going to teach you a lot of ways of doing that and how to be comfortable. You'll feel like you came out of prison. You came out of your shell. Instead of avoiding people, you start enjoying interacting with them and enjoying them for the person that they are, and them doing the same with you, enjoying you for the person that you are. And then the third script is the introduce the meeting script. Now, we have tied this in pretty ingeniously, I would say, with several aspects, and so we're doing a lot of these intertwined. A lot of the verbiage is the same verbiage. For instance, on our ISA goodies pack, when we send that out, we send a coverage letter, and it uses some of the same language that's in the introduce the meeting script. And so we're going to teach you those things right there, but it's simple ideas that get you over the hump about going from talking about anything but Isagenix into talking about Isagenix, how you do that and how you do it effectively. It's the A, my story script, B, the $820 script, and C, the introduce the meeting script. They're all simple, they're very doable, they're very learnable, and if you'll master those, not just learn them, but master those, then you will be the professional that you've always wanted to be. And I'll tell you, the self-esteem that you get from doing all this is just fabulous. Your self-image will improve. You'll feel better about your life. You'll be excited about meeting people and talking to people because you'll know what to say. You'll know exactly how to say it and how to say it effectively. For instance, that my story script needs to be about a 30-second story. And what most people, the mistake they do is they just start wandering off into never land the left field and adding this component. And I was the world's worst in the beginning because I was going through so much trauma in my life that I had to always bring that in, which is the last thing that you want to be doing when you're talking to people. And so I had to learn how to do that in 30 seconds and make it a very concise, very orderly, personal story about my experience with Isagenix. And that involved both the products and the income. Okay, so number five, we're in the home stretch here. Number five. Number five is five exposures. Now, this, what do I mean by that is in my experience, and this is not part of the breakthrough training a whole lot, although I'm sure they would approve of this, but in my experience, it's about five exposures with a prospect before they warm to the idea, before they really go, yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't do that. That sounds like a great idea. The first exposure is new to them, and usually there's a little bit resistance to that, and you need to understand that and know that and not be concerned when that happens. It's very natural. It's the way we are as human beings. When we first hear a concept, we're going to be a little doubtful about it. We're going to be, back office, we don't want to rush into anything. So anyway, it's about five exposures. So we do five exposures with people and don't expect them to make a decision unless they give you buying signals, and we'll certainly explain to you what those look like and how to detect those in the process. All right, five exposures. Now, here's what we want to do with all of this, and that's psychological preparation and perspective. If you can associate, and I sent out a Tony Robbins quote this morning on Facebook, maybe you read that, but it talks about the way you look at the things you do has everything to do with whether you enjoy them or you dread them. So, for instance, in the contacting process and when we're talking to people, instead of dreading that process, what we want to do is associate positive, fun, peaceful, enjoyment, real positive emotions with that process and learn how to do that. My daughter is writing a paper tonight. She's got one degree already. She's going after her second degree. She had to write a paper, and she's averse to that. She's got a psychological conditioning that just when she has to write a paper, she just it just freaks her out. She just doesn't want to do it. So she's got the association with having to write the paper is a negative association. And so the crazy thing is she's great. She's a fantastic writer. Her thought processes are linear. They're cogent. They're clear. They're intelligent. But she doesn't have the right emotions attached to that particular task. And so in our business, it's the same way. We want to have positive emotions attached to the process of contacting people. And that's where our bread and butter lies. That's how we get big and build a big team, is by contacting more and more people. So if we learn to enjoy that process, have fun with it, and not get emotionally tied to the outcome, and I want you to write that down. If you hadn't written anything down yet, be sure to write this down. Learn to not be emotionally tied to the outcome of the process of contacting somebody. I am absolutely oblivious to the outcome. Sure, I'd like for them to come on board, but I'm not tied to that at all. And when I'm not freaked out about them having to be a yes in my life, all of a sudden I have posture, and you'll do the same thing. That person does not have to be a yes for this to be a very good, worthwhile process. You want to simply be the conduit, the contact person for Isagenix with that person. What they do with it is totally up to them. And most of you know where I'm going with this, but we have a wonderful phrase that the company came up with. I think Kathy may have come up with this, but it says, we inform, you decide, we support. So I'm going to say that one more time. We inform, you decide, and we support. We cannot make people's decisions for them, but what we can do is just know the game, and that is that it takes about 5 exposures for this idea to sort of seep into their brain, for them to get it and then to embrace it and learn to like it themselves, and pretty soon they're going, man, I can't wait to get on these products. And very excited about maybe losing weight or gaining energy or both, or lean muscle mass, adding lean muscle mass and getting my physique better. They're excited about it. And so when we know a product works as well as ours does, and we know it works every single time with every single person that uses it correctly, then we can go in very confident in this whole process right here. So I'm going to give you 6 letters here, and we're going to wrap this up here. So I know I'm throwing a lot of information out to you. If you've seen this is your second time, it's really making sense to you. If it's your first time, you might be scratching your head a little bit. That's okay, because we're going to spend a lot of time with you, and I personally am going to be spending a lot of time with you, as is your enroller, and just helping you sort this out. And when you get it, it's like learning a brand new skill, a brand new profession, and it's a very lucrative, potentially lucrative career for you. So A is learning form, F-O-R-M, F-O-R-M. F stands for family. If you ask me questions about my kids, you're immediately one of my favorite people on the planet. Okay, so you need to learn how to ask questions of other people. And a great question to start out with is talk about their family. We did a little exercise. Michelle McDaniel was over here, one of our people in attendance here, and I gave an example with Michelle. I sort of know Michelle, but you know, would like to know her a little bit better. And so I started asking about her parents. I was totally in control of that conversation, but she was the one answering the questions, and I learned a ton about her parents and therefore a whole lot about her. And so if you learn to ask questions about people and their family, their kids, their brothers and sisters, their parents, grandparents, whatever, and get them talking about that, that is their life. And so you really want to, you know, become a friend with that person and learn more about them, ask about them, and then, you know, don't just ask them one question when they say something about it. Make sure you understand it and get more details about it. It's just a very pleasant thing to go through in a very a world where most people don't do that. We just, you know, pass people in the night, you know, ships passing in the night, the old phrase. This is a great way to learn about people and endear yourselves to them by showing that you genuinely care, and the way you care is by asking questions about their personal life like that. O of form stands for occupation, and this really works out well because you're asking them what they do, what will they do when they turn around and as part of the conversation? A lot of times, not always, a lot of times they will ask you what you do. And that opens it wide open for you mentioning your experience with Isagenix. And guess what you can tell them? You can tell them your personal 30-second story that you've learned and mastered. And so that's how all this fits in so extremely well. And when you tell that real story, that true story, they are going to be interested. I mean, just 99 out of 100 times they're going to be interested virtually all the time. If it doesn't happen right there, that's fine. Ask about their recreation. And I say, Eric, I understand that you're a hunter and you actually pack your own shotgun shells. Is that right? Or just anything. I mean, just what kind of, you know, are you a deer hunter? Do you like bird hunting? What kind of hunting is it? And just find out from them what is exciting for them. For me and my family, we're big football nuts. We followed Allen Eagles for the third year in a row to the state championship, you know. And so you get me talking that language right there, man, you're just, you know, you're popping the keg right there. We're talking. And then M stands for motivation, motivation. And so here's where you can ask some very good questions, and you'll learn how to do this. And you'll ask and say, well, you know, let me ask you a question. Would a $250 extra a week be of interest to you? And that kind of thing, and or are you, you know, and there's just a thousand different ways that you could do this, and we train on these very instances right here. But A is form. You'll get good at it. You'll enjoy it. You'll find that it makes you a much better conversationalist. If you're single and you're stuck on a date and you're sitting there in silence, you say, what was that a word again? I think it was form, F-O-R-M. Well, how's your family doing? And it gets you out of a situation where you may not know how to continue the conversation. The second exposure, B, is isamovie.com. Isamovie.com. If you haven't been to isamovie.com, you need to go there and watch every single movie on isamovie.com. It is fabulous, a phenomenal tool that we use every single day in Isagenix. C is our Tuesday or Thursday night 15 or 20-minute call that goes over an overview of Isagenix. This is a great, great call to get a brand new person on. There's testimonials on the call. They talk about products. They talk about compensation plan, talk about company, talk about some of the advancements this company is making. By the way, 2015 will be our first billion-dollar year with Isagenix. That's just outstanding, especially our 13th year. So that's amazing. Okay, the D exposure, fourth exposure, is a goodies pack. Goodies pack, if you're on our team, then I send a goodies pack out free of charge. It's no charge to you. All I need is the address. We send that out priority mail. Costs about $5.70 to send that. It's got a tracking number on it. You can tell if it got there and when it got there. And then that's a great way to introduce all kind of information, including product samples, to your prospect. So I handle all of that for you, but you need to make sure you're helping me follow up correctly with the people. We've got a lot of people we're doing that with. And, again, no charge to you. E is a live meeting. And so what I'm constantly doing, I'm perusing in the back office all the live meetings that are going on and all the different Facebook announcements that are going on about live meetings. There's a big meeting in Toronto, Canada on Thursday night, for instance, and we've got brand new people in Canada. And so just got that information out to several of them. Colorado's got a lot of meetings. We've got a lot of people from Colorado on the call tonight and that kind of thing. So I try to stay on top of that so we make sure that people can get to live meetings. Live meetings are incredibly profound. They have a huge, huge impact on people, especially new people when they're seeing this for the first time. And then the last one, F, is the three-way that introduces leadership, and it's also a closing call. That's normally with me in our group. What we do is you're introducing your team captain to the prospect or the brand new associate, either way. And then if we need to go ahead and set up their account, then I will do that on that phone call. Just let me know where they're at in the process, and we will get that done for you. So what we do in live trainings, and we're going to be doing this tomorrow night with our people out in North Carolina and Virginia, we actually do role-playing and practice the scripts. And so my story script, the 820 script especially, those two scripts, we practice those scripts, and we just start getting the verbiage under our, you know, in our mind and doing that and practicing it. And so once we do that and we start feeling good about it, feeling confident about it, those things come very naturally. So that's what we do in our interactive trainings and our live trainings. It's more about those scripts, mastering those scripts, also about getting our names on the names list. So if you're hearing all this, you're brand new, I apologize for, you know, turning on the fire hydrant and opening it up full bore to you, but I want to make sure that you understand this is our business. It's as simple as what I just explained to you. So really a lot of it has to do with knowing your why, knowing your target, what you're wanting to hit. That's executive. You've got a 90-day plan. You've got a date we're putting on there. You're going to be locking arms with us. We're going to be working with you. You're not out there by yourself. It's your business, but you know, we grow and we get bigger by helping you become successful. It's a very much a win-win situation. And then really massaging and developing that names list, getting the names list intact and getting that on paper, written down. I can't tell you how empowering that is to me every time I do that. I did it again today. It was about a three-hour process. I sat down and I did not stop till I got that 100th name on there. And these are all people that are not in the business. Some of them I have contacted before. Most of them I have not. And so it's amazing to me that I could come up with that many people after doing this, you know, several times throughout our 3 years in Isagenics. And so the final thing is just learning how to do the five exposures. They're real simple. Most of the work is done for you. And the only real work is that first call, talking to somebody and getting to know them better. If you haven't talked to them for a long time, it's great to catch up, find out what all is going on with them. You let the subject of Isagenics come up as naturally as it possibly can. If you're out there trying to sell people, this does not work. So if you say, well, I'm not a salesperson, I would be the first to congratulate you and say, great, I'm glad you're not a salesperson, because that's not what we do. And if you think it sells, you're probably not going to be successful here. What it is sharing your personal story with somebody, which leads to Isamovie and more information, meeting me and that kind of thing. And it develops naturally. When it develops naturally, it happens fairly quickly, and it gets so exciting. When you enroll that first person, that second person, the third, the fourth, the fifth, you'll realize, man, I'm really making inroads as regards my income and my long-term income and literally my career. So very exciting. So if you're on mute, you can take yourself off mute. Would love to have some feedback, any questions or comments, questions that you may have. If you've got a new person online, you'd like to introduce them, that would be great. Love to meet them. But you guys pipe up, and who would like to be the first one to speak?
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir. Is it Rick?
Yeah. It's, you know, like you just said, it's that first phone call that's a major barrier. Do you have any suggestions, you know, like...
Yes, that's a great comment and a great observation, Rick. It really is. And I think that's where most people, they have the most trepidation in the beginning. And so what we want to do is get you feeling real good about that. And the way you feel good about it is understand that you don't even have to bring up Isagenics on that first call. There's not a pressure to do that. What you want to make sure that you do is that your conversation, you've got conversation going with that person, and that you treat them as a person, not the object of a sale. And so when you do that, the pressure's off, you're just calling up, you're making contact, you're realizing, you know something, Isagenics will probably come up, but it may not. If you don't feel comfortable bringing it up, don't bring it up. And so I think that really takes the pressure off that first call. And so what I've learned to do is I've learned to call somebody and I say, hey, Rick, this is Tim. How are you, man? I hadn't talked to you in a long time. So what have you been up to? What's been going on with you? And just getting them talking, I just saw your name here, and I just thought I'd give you a buzz. And so you just make it natural as you possibly can. And, you know, you get to the point where you're asking about their occupation. You're finding out, are they real happy with what they're doing right now? Are they disgruntled with what they're doing right now? And you can find that out one of the tricks that I've learned is not really a trick. It's just a human nature. It's like when somebody says, well, I'm working for such and such corporation. I say, great. How long you been there? And they say, 20 years or whatever. And I say, boy, that sounds like a fantastic situation. I'll bet you really enjoy that. And when I say that, about 3 out of 4 times they go, well, it's not that great. Because we know what goes on in corporations. It's a lot of politics. It's a lot of control. There's reviews that you have to pass through. There's people getting raises or stuff, or they shouldn't be doing that. And it's a lot of different things going on. It's a lot of soap opera stuff going on. But anyway, that's the time to do it. And then they'll turn around and ask you what you do. And so that's real natural. Somebody asks you what you do. I said, well, interesting you should ask this. A guy had been calling me about an idea and some products that he was so excited about, and I really ignored him for the longest time. Finally, took the products. He introduced me to these products. I was feeling really tired. I had no energy. I was out of shape. I was non-athletic. I got on these products, and in the first 10 days, I lost like 10 pounds. Started feeling good, and I woke up going, wow, this guy was excited about calling me. I understand why. And so anyway, today I've been sharing this with some other people that are concerned about their health. And so less than 30 seconds and silent right there, and the person either bites on it or they don't. And they say, normally they'll say, what is it? And I say, have you heard of Isagenics? Have you heard of Isagenics? Just real simple, and bam, then you're into Isagenics. And you can tell a real quick story about John Anderson if you want to and how this company got started. Or you can just send them straight to isamovie.com. I like to do it right then on the spot. I say, are you at your computer right now? And get them to go ahead and look at it right now online. And so all of these things we teach, and it's just a matter of doing it a few times. And once you've done it a few times, you start feeling comfortable. We learn to associate the idea of joy and fun with the process. Instead of trepidation and fear, you just have to train yourself not to do that. That's why I highly recommend personal development on a regular basis. Those who are doing personal development, they start growing and they start getting their attitudes right, and they start quit letting fear be their guide. They get out of the fear mode and they get into the fun mode, having fun with it, and really not caring at all what the outcome of that exposure is. So that's a long answer to it, but it is sort of involved to answer that question. Does that make sense, Rick?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you stepping up there, too. Who else would like to comment or make an observation?
Hey, Tim, it's Linda.
Hey, Linda. Welcome.
Thanks. Question on the launch parties. Are we kind of getting away from those, or how would you incorporate that with all of this?
Launch parties are great. It's usually a brand new person. What a brand new person would do as regards a launch party, if they're open to it and would like to have it in their house, then you want to have your enroller be the one who actually facilitates the launch party, and you help them understand how to put it together. It's real simple. It's just having some samples of products. It's showing a video. And then the person that's been in the longest would stand up and tell their story. And just guide the people through the five pillars is what I do at a launch party, and let people know what the five pillars are. And then what are the ways of getting started, and how do you pay for your products? And so we still use those quite a bit. No, they're definitely a component of what we're doing. I know Jay and I, in building his first reentry team, though, we did probably 99.9% of all the growth on that team was telephone, all telephone.
Okay. So
about the time that he was capping out on that reentry program, they introduced the launch party, and we love them. I mean, they're great, and I'd do one every single night if we can book them every single night. I'd do one.
Okay. Thank you.
Great observation and question. Thank you. Encourage you to step up. Got time for one other person to step up.
Tim, it's
Hey, Tim,
Sharon.
It's Kirk.
Got who is the lady? We'll let the lady go, and then Kirk, you after her.
Yeah, it's Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
I did a cold call last night to someone on my list that I had absolutely no idea who she was, and I discovered that I am terrible at making small talk. And your phrase from the training about being interested just kept coming back, and I kept thinking, but I said to Rick today, I think I need a little cheat sheet. Key questions I can ask people when I'm trying to get to know them through that form thing.
That'll help you out a lot. And there are those sheets are available with those types of questions. And so you can use that as a crutch, you bet. But get to know the people and just ask them about their FORM, family, occupation, recreation, and then, what would motivate them? What could they get excited about? Could they get excited about making an extra $1,000 a month, and why would that excite you?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So you just have to take control. The more you do it, the better you'll get. So
well,
I
did get some information, but I could have done a whole lot better.
Well, that's all right. That's like any sport. You know, you go out and play any sport. Go play golf for the first time and say, man, I am terrible at this. The second time, you'll be a little bit better. The third time, a little bit better. And so it just takes time. And I appreciate that you got out there and did that, and now the next one will be a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
And, Kirk, wrap us up here. Put a bow on this.
Yes, sir. One of the takeaways last night from Kathy was just about,
these daily markers that we're putting up, the sticky notes, the journals, the goals. Actually, I started that on the 1st. And, over my TV, I've got a wig cutout. I'm looking at it now. It says dream. To the left are a couple of Vince Lombardi quotes. Just at the top, it says, I'm a winner. And then in my car, at my desk, just started putting these things up. And whether it's subconsciously or even audibly, just repeating a couple of phrases. And then I started journaling from the very first day of the year, just a little quick journal every day. And it's just track marks of good, better, best. Even last night, trying to journal in from yesterday. It's just real exciting for me because I have not been doing that in a visual form. I do a lot of reading, but I'm excited about that.
Well, that's great, and that illustrates the power of writing it down, and it triggers our subconscious and our memory just every time we see those things. And boy, it just reinforces who we are, what we're doing, what we're wanting to accomplish here and will accomplish. And so great stuff. I'm glad you're doing that, Kirk. And that is a great takeaway from that call. She was loaded with information last night.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. If you would like this outline, if you want to just email me, timdarnellac@gmail.com, timdarnella, as in Apple, C as in Charlie, timdarnellac@gmail.com. Would love to get this to you. And Kathy's in my goal. I'll just share this with you. And that is we're going to develop 3 executives over this next 90 days. So that's our goal, is 3 executives, 3 crystal executives over the next 90 days. And so if you want to be one of those people that does that, it's very simple. It's a total of 10 personally enrolled, each one of those getting 2, so a total of 30 people. And you go executive. That's the highest rank we've got in the company, and it's powerful what that'll do for you. And the money you'll make in that process is fabulous, and you'll have a blast. You'll be so proud of yourself when you get done with it. And we were real proud when we did it, and we're going to help you do it, help 3 people do that same thing. So Happy New Year to you. 2015 Breakthrough is in action right now, and we're excited with Team Freedom. Thanks for being on this call tonight, guys. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. God bless.